I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 523. The bird is a word.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird, bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and I am here to introduce you to a fantastic and very special episode of our podcast. That's right, you nerds know what that means. It's time for a clip show. Woo woo! Be excited, people. Be excited, people. Like we are, because the Pats won, so we needed a recruit day. Hence, your clip show. Now, this one's a little bit fun. This one is, well, special. When you consider that we've done probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like 700 hours of podcasts in the last 10 years, there's more than a few times where we probably use the wrong word here or there. Maybe. This show focuses on a few of those times. And although, you know, Pandalicious gets picked on first, there's a few where I may have messed up myself. So, I'll own those. She can own hers. But Panda doesn't really make it easy on herself. And, well, you could just listen to the clips and see for yourself. Hear for yourself? Tell for yourself? I don't know. Enjoy yourself.
Because Pandalicious is kind of a dick.
I kind of just say what I want to say, and sometimes I don't think about the logic of that.
Because you feel like you can end the sentence with, totally redeemable, up high, bro, and
Or nope. Consolation high five, bro.
Yeah.
And then the slap never came because,
yeah,
No. I have a way with words.
You definitely so have a verbose. Way with them.
I am deep. With my vernacular?
Pandaisms.
No, nobody needs.
Oh, I need to write a book of pandaisms.
No, you don't.
It would be never on the bestseller list.
Nope.
I would have to self-publish.
Nope. See, I'm noting already.
I know.
Just throwing that out there.
So before this should even happen, they were looking at alternative ways of hosting and holding this award ceremony. Because the change in the channel was going to go from, you know, MXC and Cops and Dude Spike Balls programming to being Esquire TV, which was going to be softer and more style and tips and tricks and foods and, you know, like Esquire magazine.
I still think men grr balls when I hear Esquire.
Well, I know, but not men grr balls. It's more like men grr balls.
Man grr balls?
Not gerbils. Anyway.
Tits!
So, word association with you, Panda, is so dangerous.
It is.
So let's first look at some words that my dear sister uses frequently. Now, I'm not going to say that she uses them correctly frequently, but I'm actually going to ask a friend of mine to assist me with analyzing the language that we use here on this episode.
And eerily, not eerily, I get in the habit of
saying eerily a lot. Yes,
well, yes, I do, but that's not where I was going. I stopped myself.
Now let's analyze this. I got my friend right here in my hand. Hey, Siri. Can you tell me the dictionary definition of eerily?
Eerily is an adverb that means in a strange and frightening manner. Any other usages? Well, eerie.
But in instances like that, like where you are thrown into a situation of like pure, like is this pure? Like, is the intention truly good?
Hey Siri, does the overabundance of the word like disturb you?
No, every era has its own garbage words or phrases. In the 1970s, it was, you know, In the last decade, it was of. Nowadays, it's when the word like is used as an adverb to substitute for as if. The funny thing, of course, is that saying as if all the time was the garbage phrase of the 1990s. One of these days, it'll be something else.
A place with my PS3 in a little game called Heavy Rain, which we know I have talked ad litem about.
Ad nauseum, yes.
Ad lot.
Yeah. Lot.
Ad wingardium. ad pro bonum. All of it. And
all those words that are not relevant to the thing that you're saying.
Exactly. Because that's how pandas roll. Because
we've talked about Last of Us before. And
ad nauseum. So on last week's show, as some of you may or may not have listened to then, Ninja talked ad nauseum.
Ad fucking nauseum. Thank you. If you're going to use Latin, do it right.
I didn't take Latin in high school.
Neither did I, but I wasn't strong enough.
Anyway, ad nauseum. About Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Hey Siri, just because you never took Latin in high school, does that give you license to be so cavalier about Latin words?
No. Many words English speakers say come directly from their Latin origins. Imagine talking without saying words like etc., persona non grata, vice versa, versus, verbatim, status quo, postmortem, per capita, habeas corpus, de facto, coitus interruptus, circa, caveat emptor, bona fide, ad hoc, per se, impromptu and, of course, ad nauseam. Now, her penchant for constantly mispronouncing ad nauseam is an indication she suffers from a condition called mumsimus. Any person who stubbornly sticks to a mispronunciation after being corrected is said to have committed a mumsimus. The word describes George W. Bush because of his persistent habit of pronouncing the word nuclear as nuclear, despite the error being widely reported in the media. So I guess you could say Pandalicious is a lot like George W. Bush. And then there's the matter of a certain American phrase she keeps getting wrong.
There's only one song by Justin Bieber that I like. I refuse to buy it. So if I really want to listen to it, I have to watch the music video for it on YouTube. And then I cry in a corner afterwards because I've sat there and watched Bieber.
You feel a little dirty, don't you?
I feel a whole lot dirty because he's like 8. In my mind, he is regressing in age.
He's Canadian?
Yes.
Bieber, what's that about?
Sorry, Canadians. I love you.
Did I just blow your mind right now?
I love your bacon and your poutine. But anyway, what?
Did you just say I love your bacon and your punani?
No, what? Poutine. It's a food. It's essentially like fries and cheese and bacon up there.
Yeah, it's good. Bitch, it's good. It is. It's good.
Pandalicious just made the field goal was good, Sybil. And that's funny because you don't watch football.
I watch football enough to know that that is the sign for it's good. But wow. No. But poutine, yeah, it's delicious. I had it when I went to Montreal once, and I'm like, why can't American fries and cheese and bacon do this?
Dude, I saw a sign for a place the other day that had deep-fried bacon.
But you already fried bacon.
But it was deep-fried.
So that you means fried it, and then breaded it, and then fried it?
Yep.
I don't know if I like that.
Dude, think about it.
I don't want to.
Think about it.
Anyway.
Deep fried bacon.
Don't know if I like that.
Think about
it. I'm not too sure about that.
Consider it.
I don't know if I
consider the bacon.
I will disband my belief. I can do that. I can do that.
You mean you suspend? You
know, I disband my belief so I can reform it to something else.
Really?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
That's what you want.
That's what I say. I am coining it.
You're coining it.
Yep.
You're coining the disbandion of your beliefs.
Of my beliefs.
Are they gonna get back together? Is the band getting back together?
Yeah, they're like Legos. So they break down one day, but then I rebuild them to form something completely different and unique, which is why I'm awesome.
I can't argue with your logic.
Whatever, I will disband belief for the relationship.
Suspend your disbelief. Hey Siri. Does anybody else in the world say disband belief?
I couldn't find anything on the internet that refers to the phrase disband belief as you suggested. What she means to say is suspend disbelief. Suspension of disbelief is a term coined in 1817 by the poet and aesthetic philosopher Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who suggested that a writer could infuse a human interest and a semblance of truth into a fantastic tale, leading the reader to suspend judgment concerning the implausibility of the narrative. It's why we can enjoy the movie 2001 today, even though we know none of that stuff really happened 16 years ago.
You know, our podcast is rated for adults, and we wear that as a badge of honor. As you'll hear in the next section of clips, we use adult language, not for the kids.
The website's been revamped.
I know.
Yeah, just when you weren't looking, basically, I went in and I did some things. First thing was, we kind of got off Google's cock a little bit. I mean, jock a little bit, and,
Are you sure you didn't mean the first one?
It's very possible I meant the first one. I've been drinking, so.
The land that this all takes place in is called Vanvangarn, okay? And it's spelled V-A-N-N-V-A-R-G-E-N-N.
Okay.
Why you need all those N's?
I don't think you do.
I don't think I know either, okay? Everything in this game, in its name, has a double consonant. Some have double consonants and multiple double vowels.
Yep.
And it just makes
wow, does that.
Ridiculously, why am I not surprised? Makes it ridiculously complicated to explain to somebody what you're playing because you go like, okay, well, you got to take Infi and Asfar. And they'll go, what? How far do I have to take her? And you go, no. You have to take Infi, who's a character, and Asfar, that's a character. And they're going to say, I'm sorry, did you say that the character's name was Asfar? Right? And you're going to have to say yes. I mean, how can you sound badass when you're like, yeah, I was using my ass bar, and I got him up to level 6. And they're like, dude, you got a level 6 ass bar? Yeah, exactly.
I've got a level 6 ass bar.
I've got a level 6 ass bar and a level 4 Dwingvat. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Fucking cool, right?
That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so it's really hard for me to like, because I was trying to describe to one of my friends on Xbox Live last night about the game, and I'm like, okay, well, you have to go in Vanvangarn, and, like, there's, like, this dude named Dwingvat, okay? But you gotta protect Ektvar using Infi and Asfar. And the guy's like, what? He goes, I'll think out fast. He goes, do they make, like, penicillin for that? Like, you need some penicillin
it
for your Asfar?
Sounds like a disease.
He's like,
no,
yeah.
I think he needs hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
The hemorrhoid ointment.
Yeah, I need preparation H for my ass far.
Yep.
It's a little puffy.
That Macy's one is a legit one, because sometimes, especially during the holidays, people's weights fluctuate. So this is how you stay
Wait,
safe.
Did you say they fluctuate?
I meant to say fluctuate, but it got stuck. You didn't have to point it out. Let's move on.
It fluctuates.
It fluctuates.
All I can imagine in my mind now is the word, like, a butterfly, and it's flapping, but it's the word, it says fluctuate, like, it's fluttering like a butterfly, the word fuck. Because fucks, I can't even say it now.
Fluctuate.
Yeah, fluctuate.
Alright.
I've only seen a couple of shits, and frankly, shits is not really a swear. At least it wasn't growing up in our house, it's just a fact of life.
Right.
You do it, sometimes you have it, sometimes you've had enough of it. Sometimes you don't want any more of anyone else's.
Was that, I'm done with your bullshit.
Exactly. I'm done with your bullshit. I'm done with your cow shit. I'm done with shit in general.
I really don't think the plot was all that unique. I mean, when you boil it down to what it is, it's a, you know, who's the real monster story. Versus...
Yeah, but a lot of animes don't even really do that anymore. A lot of them
well, no, they're cut and dry. Here's the bad guy. Here's the good guy. Fight, throw in a chick, and then make the bad guy want the chick, and the good guy want the chick, and, you know, here's another layer of conflict, fight, resolution, theme song. True.
Well, actually, I've been finding the last few years that there are more and more where it's who's the monster.
Yeah, are you talking about anime, though, or are you talking about manga?
I'm talking anime, most notably Sayonkoko Monogatari. It's,
Sayonkoko what?
The story of the land of the many-colored clouds.
Hey Siri, could you repeat that Japanese name?
You'll have to go to my control panel to change that. Like most Americans, I'm monolingual. I'm bilingual only when forced.
So okay. These little, like, little vignette episodes, but they are eye-catching. They pull you in, and it has the best opening theme song, and it makes you happy inside.
Here's the thing. Last 3 weeks, you've talked about anime, and yeah. They've all had the best opening
okay,
song.
Not the best, but, like, the best.
So
it's
it has
a good opening theme
great
song.
One. How about a great one? That's a great okay. opening song. Because there can be many greats. But typically, the best means singular.
All right. Well, then it has one of the more interesting opening theme songs.
There you go, using your big words. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Siri. What's the best definition of the best?
As an adjective, the best is surpassing all others in excellence. As an adverb, the best is to the greatest degree. As a noun, the best is the best part, moment, or value. As Cole Porter would say, you're the top. You're a dance in Bali. You're the top. You're a hot tamale, among other things.
For those still suffering late cases of the PAX East plague, our hearts and minds are with you. So we hope
I would send chicken soup, but I don't know exactly which one of you's is really sick.
Did you say which one of you's?
Yeah.
What's a you's?
A multiples of you.
Oh, okay. Multiples of me would be pretty freaking awesome, actually.
Hey, Siri. Is there a plural for the word you?
Although the Cambridge Dictionary lists it as a multiple of the word you, it is not listed by any other major dictionary. Perhaps the closest thing in America would be when people in the South say you-ins or y'all, or when Rush Limbaugh calls his radio listeners you people.
We're gonna cover this thing like a tarp over a dead body. And then following the Boston Bass Brigade show, typically on Tuesday, but this week, No Borders, No Race, with some awesome oral pleasures for you.
Oral.
Yeah. I said oral. It's in your ear because it's listening.
Oh, ha! I thought you said oral.
No, I said oral.
Is it the oral. Same word? For
no, one begins with an A and the other one begins with an O.
Oh!
As an auditory, like, oh. Oral.
Oral.
Oh, I thought you meant oral.
No. Focus, Pandalicious.
My bad.
Hey, Siri. Can you clear this up a little?
Yes, oral, spelled O-R-A-L, is of the mouth, while aural, spelled A-U-R-A-L, is of the ear.
And we do a good job making up entirely new words of our own.
So the very first thing that happens is that he gets his ass handed to him. Literally. There's some mean things they do to his ass. by
again, did they enter without permission?
Well, in the anime, all they said is, oh, he's really cute, so let's treat him like a cute one, and then they flash to him, and he's lying on the ground, and all his clothes are ripped. So
aww.
That's a big implication. Actually,
oh,
in
they
the manga,
plundered him.
Yeah,
oh, that's mean.
Repeatedly. In the manga, this is just an example of how the story changes. In the manga, what happens is that they put a firecracker in his ass,
and they light it on fire.
And light it. Yep.
So, oh my god.
It's just a little worse in the manga, which makes it better.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. Literally. They blew up his sprinter cannon.
I can't believe you just said that. Oh my god.
What? I'm sorry, but who shot firecrackers up their ass?
Where do you come up with these terms? That's what I want to know.
It's all in my mind. Yeah. I'm in
all in Pandaland.
Wow. I gotta get myself one of those fractured psyches.
As was demonstrated in the last clip, the girls enjoy making up words. Making up words has been done by English speakers for hundreds of years. Shakespeare made up many words that have become a cherished part of our vocabulary. When Warren G. Harding was running for president in 1920, he promised a return to normalcy. There was no such word as normalcy, but because of Harding, there is now. Here are some new words Ninja and Panda have tried to add to our lexicon.
My big thing with Rock Band is I think that it's just going to be a fun game. I'm already organizing a party, calling it the Rockpocalypse.
Oh, God.
And I'm...
We called ourselves the V's, because we all had vaginas.
Oh, nice.
Nice. We liked it. It was catchy.
Yeah, I was all upset because I named my band RTFM. Read the fucking manual. And after I made the name, it was like, okay, the name that you picked really isn't very classy for a band name as far as, like, the online content is concerned. So, you can keep playing with it locally, but if you decide to, like, go online or whatever, you're gonna have to rename the band.
Wow. They told you your band name was too risque, and it was only letters.
I was like, damn, they know what RTFM means. Fuck.
I think they just didn't like the F part.
No, because you could have
been RTM. That would have been pretty cool, too.
Yeah, read the manual. No, read the fucking manual, okay?
I'm gonna give Grid a 4 out of 5, just because...
Really?
Yeah, it... I'm interested. I just need a racing wheel. It is asinine to try and play it with a controller, so just don't.
You said ass.
A 9.
A 9. Yeah. Ass +9.
Ass +9 is different than +9 ass. Just making that clear.
9 ass is different from ass 9. I like that.
Hey,
that
no
makes
problem.
Me giggle.
It makes you giggle?
Just a little.
It gives you the giggles.
So you could, like, position yourself and go, okay, if I scan right here, I should ping both objects one time, so I should be able to get them both before the Reapers come. And if they don't, I've got this one little side mission I can do that I can then come back because it's already pinged. You know, once you ping it, it sits there and takes ready to go.
Yeah, because you already discovered it. It doesn't become undiscovered just because you left it.
Exactly. So then I could just run back in and get it and deliver it who I needed to be. So on my third game plu. Yeah, that's what happens. Game playthrough becomes a game plu.
Game plu.
Yeah, that's
new word.
That's the evolution.
That's going in the image.
That's how it digivolves.
Podcast.
Game playthrough. Digivolves into Gameplu.
Gameplu.
Gameplu. But
I got a new Pokemon in Pokemon Black and White too.
But enough of randomness for at least right now.
For the next 10 minutes.
Let's not lie. Let's see if we can go 5.
Okay.
And then you know we shoot for the moon. We go for 10.
Fly me to the moon.
No. See, look, there we went. Not even a minute.
Panda and tangents. It's the same word.
Okay,
You could swap panda for tangent and it would make sense.
It really would.
It makes more sense than panda and tangents.
It really...
Panda tangents.
Pantangents?
Pantangents!
Oh, Lord. We created a thing. So...
Yes, we have.
Still, with the random. All right, focusing. Focus. Daniel-san, here we go. You and your friends are basically living it up. You, your brother, two of your brothers, and some friends are living it up because your brother's back from the service, your older brother.
Your young brother just got out of prison.
Close enough. I mean, you're getting ready to go into college and all that kind of stuff. You come out, and so
oh my god, we have to live it up because we're all gonna get separated when we go to school.
Celebrating life, you know. You went skydiving. You're partying.
Skydiving. What's skydiving?
It's when you jump out of a
you drive in
plane
the sky?
In a car, then you put a parachute on it.
Oh.
I've seen it.
Man, white people just be crazy.
They be crazy sometimes. I don't know why you gotta take your car with you in a plane. I mean,
fuck no. I have dreams of
just
plummeting to my death in a vehicle.
No,
let me not hasten that.
That's not a thing that you... No,
no.
Not enjoyable.
No.
That car would smell so much like pee because I'd be peeing my pants the entire time.
Yeah, and it'd be like sprinkling in your face.
Oh, it's not cool. It's just
so your
not
body
cool.
would like have that urine scent when it hit the ground.
And you know it takes forever to get that scent off.
They'd
and
be like, well, either this girl was peed on or...
Was R. Kelly in the car? No.
I said Robert.
I said motherfucking Robert. No, let's not see. Damn, tangent. Oh!
What was our time?
It was like 4 minutes.
Damn, we weren't even at 5. Let's
damn.
Try again.
All right, so here we go.
Pan tangent!
It's just kind of hard to convey with any, genuinity or, what's the word I'm looking for? Honesty? Like,
I feel like a lot of people...
Authenticity?
Yes, that's the word. yeah.
Panda, are you struggling with the English language again?
I am today. But they're doing a really good job with Clementine as a character. And it's, you know, if you didn't know she was a female and you just heard about this character's development, you would think, wow, this person has gone through so much and they're so strong. And you don't feel that there's a, you know, there's anything to detract from it just because she happens to be a girl. Like, this had been a small boy, the severity of everything would be just as,
heart-wrenching?
Yeah. Yeah, to witness.
Am I just going to be finishing all of your
You
sentences?
Might be. It really, I, maybe.
Okay.
Ba-ba-ba-dong. Ba-ba-ba-dong.
Because it's bad wrong. It's right. Ba-dong. So it's not quite small. It's not quite medium. It's schmedium.
Schmedium. Schmedium.
And because of the gunsmith mode, where literally my gun explodes and I can piece by piece change out and swap pieces, I can make a gun that works for me. Like, I I put a pistol handle grip on...
No, you didn't.
On a sniper rifle.
No.
Yeah, I did. I put a pistol grip on a sniper rifle, which... fucked up the control, but made it highly maneuverable. And then I put a tac scope on it, and I put a long barrel and a silencer on it. So I was just headshotting fools.
Are you making guns out of Devil May Cry now? Like, is that what you're doing?
Like, a little bit.
Like, that is ridiculous.
It's kind of awesome, though.
It's ridiculously stupid.
No, it was actually ridiculously awesome because I was headshotting fools. From a prone position, like, oh, pew-pew,
your gun is too heavy for a pistol grip, in reality.
But I'm not in reality, because I wouldn't be in the army. I wouldn't be part of a ghost team, in reality. I wouldn't pass the physical.
Neither would I.
Let alone actually be able to hold a gun, because of the...
Oh, I can hold a gun.
Because of the surgery on my wrist.
I've done it.
I would have to have a brace. And then I would have to then brace the brace, which right there would exclude me from service.
Right.
Yeah. We're not talking about reality. We're talking about
non-reality. It's a pistol grip, Ninja.
I'm telling you, if you saw my gun and you used it, you'd be like, this gun is a shit.
I would never use that.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. I'm telling you right now, I'll make this bet with you.
I still have your other bet that I have to do.
I know, we still have to do that. But this week, you come down and play a mission... with that gun.
I don't like the idea. You're gonna like that gun. I have a bad taste in my mouth.
I'm telling you right now. Especially if you put a 12 times magnifier scope on that thing.
You're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I'm making my weapon. This is my weapon. There are many weapons out there, but this one is mine.
All right, fine. So be it. It's your weapon. You love it. Okay.
I do.
Okay.
It's fucking amazing.
All right.
It's like a Desert Eagle, but awesomer.
Yes, because awesomer is a word.
Yeah, I just made it a word. Shut the fuck up. Awesome sauce is a word. So if awesome sauce can be
awesome
a word...
and sauce are two different...
Awesomer is absolutely a word.
Have you been taking lessons from Stephanie Meyer?
No, I've been taking lessons from South Park. Eat a dick. That's right. Shake your head.
Hey, Siri. Is awesomer a word?
No, never. Please don't ever say it again. It hurts my delicate sensibility.
And this shit happens, you know, way over on, like, the north-south. So, like, they're not near each other, but they're near enough to make the distinction.
The north-south?
The north-south. The south-north.
The south-north?
The south-north.
So is that the middle? I'm so confused.
It's on the other side. It's south, like, southeast.
Thank you, because I'm
south,
like, you can't
south-north.
North.
It's south or north.
It's the northern part of the south.
Yes.
So it's in the center?
It's in the middle.
Hey, Siri. Is there such a map direction as the north-south?
There's no such thing. Simple map directions must start with north or south, and must be combined with east or west. Even complex map directions, such as those the Weather Service uses to indicate wind direction, cannot contain north and south at the same time.
I'm already planning to pop some popcorn, pop open a beer,
and get it
pop
it
open
on.
A what?
A beer.
A what?
A beer.
Oh, you mean a beer.
A beer.
Right. Beer.
Beer.
Got it. Beer.
Beer.
You're going to have beer.
Beer.
I will have tequila. Heavy Wayne is probably the only
Heavy
game.
Heavy Wayne?
Heavy Wayne. Wayne. Yeah, Heavy Wayne. Look, you said beer, I said Heavy Wayne.
Heavy right? Wayne beer?
All right, I ate gummy bears earlier and some of my shit is still sticky, okay?
Hey Siri, why don't I have a Boston accent?
It only shows up when you're drunk, and when that happens, you don't care anymore.
Like, if I just had to do, like, a word assimilation, like a whatever that's called, when, like, someone says a word, an association. A word association, because assimilation is just when you start adding words into words that doesn't...
an assimilation.
And then you get Amanda's vocabulary, but anyway.
Hey, Siri. Don't you find the word assimilation appropriate for the exercise we're going through today?
Very much so. You're taking lots of everyday, ordinary words and bending them to your will.
Air quotes there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey Siri, is it necessary to say the words, I'm using air quotes there, anytime you're repeating something someone else has said?
No, air quotes are a visual notation derived by TV personalities to make physical gestures in order to indicate they are using words others have said without having to add any words. Since she is on a medium that is not visual, it would be much more appropriate for her to say the word quote before or unquote after repeating the words of others. At least, that's what someone who purports to have a college education should do. And if she protests and says she never learned that in college, well, that speaks volumes about the value of the education she paid all that money for, doesn't it? I could go on for hours.
As you'll see in these clips, we even talk in double and triple negatives. Inceptionalize your words.
I certainly couldn't not agree with you more.
There are so many negatives in that. I don't know if it actually ended up
I
being
I couldn't
positive.
Agree with you more.
Thank you. Because I wasn't sure if that ended
I
up being...
I couldn't not agree with
you not
you
more
not
than I
already
not
said do.
Not now, but not,
do. Not
in the moment from now. I'm very confused by all the words that just came out of my mouth.
Grab the Eshcast. You will always enjoy it. For 8 years, we've been doing it. And we'll continue to do it till it's not fun anymore. And I just don't see that not happening because...
I don't think we've never not done one.
Hey Siri, do you have any advice in following our logic here?
In the English language, two negatives resolve to a positive, but three negatives resolve back to a negative. And it gets really confusing when you add even more.
And apparently that whole movie is during the process that she's being roboticized. Or whatever the actual verbiage for that is.
Hey Siri, is loboticized the proper word here?
The word she is trying to say is lobotomized, which means to perform a lobotomy, which is a reduction of the mental or emotional capacity of the brain. Her usage of the word unfortunately combines the words lobotomy and exercise.
And in her little...
All right, do you have a pen so I can put my Hancock on this?
Hancock, get it?
Hey Siri, is it proper to laugh at the unintentional double entendre that the word Hancock provokes?
Since we're talking about John Hancock, an American revolutionary and politician who was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, it should produce no untoward laughter by anybody over the age of 12 years old.
What you're saying is you've got Schadenfreude.
Yeah. Oh, in the best way.
I don't know that there's a best way to have Schadenfreude.
I'm all about the misfortune of others.
I don't know that there is a best way to have Schadenfreude.
Hey Siri, is there a best way to have Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude is the pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune, so I guess it would be best to be the pitcher, rather than the catcher.
They're already kind of showing it, like they gave us a precipice in this first episode.
Hey Siri, is precipice the proper word here?
No, precipice is a very steep rock face or cliff. The word she means to say is precedent, which is an earlier event or action that is regarded as an example or guide to be considered in subsequent similar circumstances. She probably makes the mistake because precipice and precedent are alliterative and have the same number of syllables.
I strongly feel like Square needs to do if they really want to stay poignant in the RPG category of games.
Hey Siri, is poignant the proper word here?
Poignant means they are evoking a keen sense of sadness or regret. She probably means to say relevant, which sort of rhymes with poignant.
All of a sudden, he shows up and he's on a white horse, and the horse is jumping through the debris. There it is.
The debris.
Yeah.
The debris.
Okay.
A bris and debris
are two different things.
Oh my god! Anybody who's been at a bris will be happy to tell you that they're two different things.
The debris of the roof.
Hey Siri, for those in our audience who are unaware, could you explain the difference between a bris and debris?
The two words are often confused because they have a similar spelling. A bris, spelled B-R-I-S, is the Jewish rite of the surgical removal of the skin covering the tip of the penis. Debris, spelled D-E-B-R-I-S, is scattered fragments typically of something wrecked or destroyed. As you can see, very different meanings.
So the ways of the, what is that saying? It's like the ways of the many are, I don't know, I'm going to butcher it. But something about the greater, something for the greater good. Like there's going to be some.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. See, it was in there just all jarbled up because that's my brain. But anyway. So.
Hey Siri, was Spock the first one to say that phrase?
Technically, yes. Leonard Nimoy first spoke those words in the movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. However, philosopher Jeremy Bentham, who was born in the middle of the 18th century, had a similar quote, "It is the greatest good to the greatest number of people which is the measure of right and wrong," unquote.
So I mean I'm rooting for him to be a psycho because I would actually kind of like the upcomings.
Hey Siri, is upcomings a word?
The word upcomings is actually used by some people according to the internet, most notably by Kevin Swanson, an extremist pastor and radio host based in Colorado, who used the word in reference to what he believes is God's retribution for people who are associated with abortion clinics. I don't know if I'd like to be associated with Swanson. It would probably be best to use the more appropriate word comeuppance, which has its origins in the 1850s.
Like, he gives me this Willy Wonka, like, Wilder Gene Wilder. Kind of vibe. Yeah, sorry, did I make
that? Yeah, you
that
said
up?
Wilder Gene.
Yeah, I might be dyslexic, but...
Hey Siri, what's your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
For most people, it's Young Frankenstein, but I was always a fan of The Frisco Kid. His movies with Richard Pryor are great as well. I sure miss Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
I was presently surprised.
You mean pleasantly, like, as opposed to presently?
I was presently and pleasantly surprised by this movie.
Hey Siri, does anybody else say presently surprised?
Only facetiously. There are a number of these phrases people use that are similar to presently surprised. For instance, some say lo and behold when they mean lo and behold. They say bona fide as one word when they mean the two-word Latin phrase bona fide. They say intents of purposes instead of intents and purposes. They say dog eat dog instead of dog eat dog. And they say straight and narrow instead of straight and narrow.
Or you could do some relatively scrupulous things, or things that are morally gray or pitch black, as in my case.
Unscrupulous?
Yeah.
Hey Siri, are scrupulous and unscrupulous the same word?
No, a scrupulous person is diligent, thorough, and extremely attentive to details, while an unscrupulous person is one who shows no moral principles. However, don't make the same mistake about the words flammable and inflammable. They both mean the same thing. Here's a few minutes of assorted clips featuring Panda saying words any way she feels like.
So there are five of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Oka, which I think I can't pronounce his last name, but I have it written here. So it's Midari Zakai. Yeah.
Sure.
Whatever.
Bless you.
I'll just say, yeah, I'm just going to call him Mid. So his last name's Midas something. What you fuck him up call it? But, some of these names are insane.
The two email addresses that we have.
What?
Did you just say twat?
Twat?
Why did you say I can't hear you?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Alright, so make sure that you check us out on the website, guys. www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can catch us by using the short address, which is...
ESH.MOBI. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. Yes, that's right. I speak English, and yes, I write also. I just totally lost my whole line because I...
You check out the articles that have been written within the week.
If you have any comments about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi.
So think naughty British librarian...
Witch.
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
And so he sees this, the sheriff guy sees that there's a bite on Katie, and he's like, yeah, she can't be in here because she's going to turn into a zombie and she's going to eat us. And, you know, Chuck's kind of like, no, I've got Zombrex, and he holds up a can, like a box of it, but there's no Zombrex in it. But, you know, guy doesn't know that. But Katie knows that, and Chuck knows that, so he's like, I kind of have to get out of here to get you some Zombrex before you turn. You know, and he finds this shaft that he can go through to get to the mall, and there's a chick, Stacy Forsythe, who's kind of like this lead of this radical group for Cure, which actually is in support of zombies, which, I don't support zombies.
I've told you. Yeah, I have she doesn't like tolerance policy.
She doesn't like Tyr at all.
When
she doesn't like
zombies.
Tyr's reality because she's like, you're brutally murdering.
Murdering.
You're murdering like, zombies. You're
when
murdering
you jump
zombies.
Over them and kill them.
You're murdering zombies. You know, and like, they're kind of already undead, and if you don't kill them, they will eat you.
They don't feel fragile in any way, even in the saddest of moments. Even Anya, in her saddest of moments, doesn't feel like a fragile person.
No. Well, you know? But you can't, in an apocalyptic society. Not
apocalyptic?
Even that, not that it's really a society, but in an apocalyptic, whatever.
Apocalyptic.
You know, time frame.
I don't think that Microsoft or Sony are scared of Nintendo.
No.
They should be.
Mm-hmm. I think they should be cautious.
I
don't think fear is the right word. I think they should be cautious.
Describe.
Because I feel like...
They should have a defibrillator or whatever you call it.
I don't think that they're going to come out and really shock the box.
Oh, that's a horrible expression.
Wow.
Shock the box! Hockey much?
Anyway, so... But
I mean, you're not from Boston or anything.
I know, right? Go. Go Bruins.
We still haven't even seen the box. We just saw the
Because
controller.
It's a triangle. It's not even a square.
It could be the Bermuda Triangle.
It's really the Ouya.
The Ouya?
Yeah. The Ouya.
The Ouya?
Yeah, the Ouya.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just pretend like you're saying, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go.
You can do it.
All right.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
All right. Am I recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 348. If you don't want publicity... this is going to be so bad.
Publicity.
Yep. Ugh. So just like then, you all need to take a fucking couple steps back, take some deep breaths, focus your zen.
Did you like, say take some deep breaths?
Take some deep breaths.
I mean, boobs do make things better,
but... I mean, if you don't have those, then you can just breathe in deep. Like four or five of those. Get yourself calm and relaxed and realize that, like all things that are new... We don't know what the problems are until they're out there. And once they're out there, they can be fixed. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 428. They lied about the prerequisites. Oh, I hate this word.
prerequisites. What's so difficult? It's not like I'm asking you to say the Chevalier Dion.
The Cavalier Dion! Anyway. This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 428. They lied about the prerequisites to succeed in Bloodborne.
More enthusiasm.
If I say more enthusiastically, I'm going to mispronounce it.
Go slowly.
You should stop yelling at me from far away like that.
Go slowly. He's in the other room.
No, and I can hear him yelling.
He has to yell because his mic is muted.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he has to yell so you can hear it through my mic.
Oh, okay. That's why.
That's why.
Okay. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 428. They lied about the prerequisite. See? I'm
ready? Ready? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you.
I'm fucking it up.
This is how you're going to break it up. They lied about the prerequisites.
Why can't it just be succeed in
Bloodborne? No. They lied about the prerequisites to succeed in Bloodborne.
Why don't you say it?
I've just said it like twice.
I know, but you say
motherfucker. Fine. You need to learn to speak. I can't speak for you. This is not Ace Attorney.
I know.
You know, I wondered why they didn't make a Luigi Amiibo. Amoobies?
Amiibo.
Amiibos.
Amiibo.
Amiibos. Amababoos.
Singular. Plural.
Amiibo.
So basically, somehow her body got dipped in the Lazarus pit.
Lazarus piss.
Yeah, pit. The Lazarus pit.
It felt like you said piss.
It did, because my top of my lip got like stuck.
Lazarus peed into this pool.
Lazarus peed into this pool, and that's if and you dip in it.
Dipped her body in the Lazarus piss.
But they're bringing the good canary back, Sarah, back, so she's going to be white canary.
And she
why
ends
do you
up,
struggle so hard with saying Lara Croft?
Because I want to say Laura all the time, and it's Lara. There's no
O.
Lara.
You.
Lara.
Thank you.
Lara. Right. She'd be dead because of frostbite and hypothermia or whatever it's called.
Thermia.
As opposed to, you know, juxtaposed to. And then the guy whose name I can't spell, but he has a great. Chewy Munger?
Oh my God. Chitwell Ejiofor. Chitwell Ejiofor.
Ejiofor.
Chitwell Ejiofor.
Ejiofor.
Chitwell Ejiofor.
Ejiofor. I'm just going to say Mr. Ejiofor. He has a dramatic look.
Chitwell Ejiofor.
Chitwell? Yeah.
Chitwell Ejiofor.
Nah. Chitwell. No thanks.
Anyway.
You could just give Tom Hanks a different set of lines and put him in a cabbie hat and a trench coat and you'll feel the same way.
Yeah.
You've got some people who are willing to go above and beyond to get that aesthetic.
I like it.
All right.
It makes it sound chicker to me. But anyway, this is the first.
Secret
this
to was the, you?
Like, more, like, chic.
Oh.
Like, more chic, not secret.
Okay.
Hey, Siri. Is chicker a word?
Chicer is defined in some dictionaries as a comparative degree of chic. Although it has been used in some news stories about fashion, it is not a common adjective derivative of the word chic in most dictionaries. It would probably be best just to say more chic.
I'm ready if you're ready, Teddy.
I think I got all the bread. Making sure I got all the bread.
That was almost English.
It is in my mind.
In your mind.
Okay!
Hey, Siri. Why do people always yawn when they talk, but keep on doing both?
Perhaps they have nothing intelligent to say and want to mask that.
This level of intriguement, like, just has me sucked in.
Hey Siri, what does intriguement mean?
There's no such word as intriguement. An intrigue is a secret plot. The word can be a noun, meaning underhanded plot, during which the accent is on the last syllable, or a verb for the act of plotting. In this case, the accent is on the first syllable. Either way, if you're writing it, the word is simply intrigue.
So, I mean, I'm glad to see that they're upping the difficulty. They're expecting that if you've been waiting for three, you've played one and two, you are ready for whatever they're going to throw at you. So I like the fact that they're raising the bar
and they want you to meet that challenge.
And I right think off that's the bat, reason normal. Why having the different play modes also makes sense, because if you're upping the difficulty for people who maybe just be jumping into the platform, you don't want to have to retard that in any way other than, let me give you
Did a fact. Did you say retard that?
Yes.
I've never actually heard the word retard the proper way it's meant to be used.
You've never actually heard it properly used the way it's meant to be used?
Yes, I've never heard that. Most people are just like, oh, you're a butt. Like, they've never used it in a sentence
the way
the proper way.
Well, I just did.
I know, so I was like, wait a minute. My brain totally tingled, like, that was correct. That was great.
Hey, Siri. What is the best way to keep us from using this word as a derogatory reference?
My best advice is to use it only as an intransitive verb and always pronounce it with the emphasis on the last syllable. Never use it as a noun, and never pronounce it with the emphasis on the first syllable.
But today we're jumping to the second in the trilogy, soon to be quadruple?
I don't know
what the word for quadra that would be, because something. Trilogy is three, but what's when you...
Quadra something. Like quadrology? I don't know.
Quadrology!
I don't know.
It's got hydraulics!
It's got four. But.
Four butts. So anyway, we're still in the tutorial of Among Thieves, which is the second of the currently trilogy, soon to be quadruply.
Sure, that sounds about right. I'm not exactly sure what happens when you get it. But yeah, I really don't care. No, we just talk. That's what we do.
We just make up words.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what, you know, that's what Webster did. He made up words and then put
Webster
them in a book.
Webster did not make up any words. Oh. He just wrote them down.
Hey, Siri. If a three-part series is a trilogy, what's the name for a four-part series?
I can assure you it's not quadrology. A compound work that is made up of four distinct works is called a tetralogy. It comes from the word tetra, which is Greek for four, and logia, which is Greek for discourse. Panda's not the only one who makes the occasional word misuse or mispronunciation. Here's plenty of examples of Ninja doing the same thing.
Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles, Medal of Honor Heroes 2, and Ghost Squad, for the Wii.
Ghost Squad?
Squad.
Squad. Wad.
Ghost Squad's a completely different game. And we'll be talking about that on future podcast. So those are I will probably put something up and just kind of talk a little bit more about some of the things that Red brought up in his email. But I do appreciate it because it's really given me a lot more to think. But basically, he broke down, and the last line of his email says that I will say that much of my multiplayer experience involves, in one way or another, digital cock.
Digital cock.
It always comes down to the digital cock, man.
Wow.
Always. So Red
is so smart.
I appreciate the email, and we'll definitely be talking about this some more during the week on the website.
Did you say cocking or talking?
I said talking.
That sounds like you said cocking.
Well, I did. I have some spilkus in my genetica zoink.
Cocking. I'm going to say that from now on. It's like I had a nice cock with the professor earlier today.
You know what? You know what? You say that to the wrong person and your professor won't be your professor anymore.
Oh, you're getting all sweet and stuff. And I really wanted to talk about the boycott of porn.
Wait, I boycotted porn?
Oh, shit. No, I read the line wrong. I read the boycott of instead of saying popcorn. I wrote porn. You're going to have to cut that out.
I would never boycott porn.
I know. I don't know why. I can't read my own shorthand. I meant to say popcorn.
So as you that was tell, wrong. As you guys could tell, you know.
You should see my notes. They're all written in a circle.
Anyway, well, Ninja composed a disclaimer. She says never boycotted porn and won't.
It's not going in.
And two, other things got in the way, like a lot of war.
I spent time playing Ghost Recon because, you know, I love the Tom Clancy games. And I love Splinter Cell, too. But Future Soldier, I almost messed that up.
I probably will when I start talking about it.
Future Soldier fucking feels great. It feels great.
So I was actually kind of curious because they were showing live demos of it.
Yeah.
But
I was wondering if they only showed the live demo. You couldn't play with it because they didn't have any connects out on the floor for a Future Soldier. So they talked through it.
Okay.
So I loved my time with Ghost Recon Future Soldier. I didn't really get to spend any time with the Ghost Recon Online.
And then, as Broke Bitch November continued on, we were looking forward to Saints Row the Third, Assassin's Creed Revelation. You also have Zelda Skyward Sword. Yeah,
Sword.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. You have.
You need sleep.
I do.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl, gaming, tech, gadget, and a gay pot. Fuck, let me do that again. I said and a gay
podcast.
I said and a gay podcast.
And a gay and a gay podcast.
Only if we have Hot Mess on the show. Let's try that again, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl, fuck.
Why do you keep saying gay?
I have gay on the mind.
Well, I mean, it's gay pride, but damn.
I know, that's a lot of gay on the brain.
Try it again.
Here we go, third time's a charm.
That wasn't racist, right?
I'm so glad that I got that recorded.
That wasn't racist.
That wasn't racist, right? Alright. That's what my ball.
It sure does get warm in here.
Yeah, no shit! Yeah. My balls are sweating, my tits are dripping, I said dripping. I'm not lying, I said dripping.
I'm glad I have to have you record it.
Yeah, well, don't you dare put that in a podcast.
I never would.
I think that it probably has one of the best opening start screens that I've had the privilege of.
The privilege?
Yeah, the privilege.
Privilege?
Yeah, the privilege. Look, I have been eating papitas, alright? So, okay. You know, there's a little bit of stagger in my swagger, if you will.
Okay.
But it was one of the more clever and interesting start screens, select screens that I had seen and interacted with in games in a long time.
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, lines it up. Wait, correct you if you're Wong?
Correct me if I'm Wong.
You are not Wong. You are Ninja Sister, so okay, I've corrected
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. I asked my sister. Sisker? I've been drinking.
Oh, wait,
song.
You said Sisko.
That's Sisko, not Sisko. That's Sista. I turn to my sister and say, hey, shit.
Hey,
what shit you digging this week? There are a couple of series that do stand out.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is one that is called, I might attempt to say it.
Slow.
In Japanese. All right, here we go. Subete ga F ni naru.
Okay.
So I don't think that's too bad. But basically, it's called Everything Becomes F, The Perfect Insider.
They respect the brutal
visceral?
Thank you. Nature
I'm surprised I said that correctly, because I was expecting to fuck that up.
Also to share some of our recommendations for those last-minute gifts for you protagonists, procrastinators, I should say, who haven't yet purchased anything for anybody. He's almost indestructible. So his skin is basically impenetrable, and he's very strong. Okay. He's not as strong as Jessica.
Okay.
But his skin is impenetrable, so you can't stab him, you can't
shoot cut him. It.
Well, you can shoot him, but you'd have to do a hell of a whole lot to kill him, because his skin is
you know, impenetrable. So I think that Horde mode has definitely been upped way, way, way awesomely. That was almost a sentence that made sense.
Hey Siri, did that sentence make sense?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said almost.
I haven't even touched
Rage.
I haven't even turned on Horde mode.
I know, we haven't done Horde mode yet.
Which is unlike H-O-R-E-D mode on Gears of War, it's whore as in, like, prostitute. And I really want to know what it's about, because I didn't read the book. But I haven't clicked it yet, because I have to, you know, take back my city. But I really want to know what that's about. I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy it.
Maybe we're shooting whores.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we're shooting assassin whores.
Or maybe...
We're hoarding whores.
We're hoarding whores. Who knows?
We'll find out.
We'll find out when we click the button.
Hey Siri, everything went wrong here. Can you straighten it all out for me?
Certainly. Here's a case of several different words that sound alike but have vastly different meanings. A horde, spelled H-O-R-D-E, is a large group of people. This was the word you were trying to explain. A horde, spelled H-O-A-R-D, is a stock or store of money or valued objects, typically one that is secret or carefully guarded. A whore, spelled W-H-O-R-E, is a prostitute. A whore, spelled H-O-A-R, is something that is white-haired or gray-haired with age. Thus, you can call your grandmother a whore without casting aspersions on the nature of her sexual tendencies.
I've been watching anime, as I often do, because we talk about anime and video game and tech gadgets. And I've been watching this one called Sister Devil of New Testament.
Okay.
Sister Testament of New Devil is basically that, or Sister Devil of New Testament. I think it's Sister Testament of New Devil. I can't, there's so many words.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Sister Testament of New Devil. Or Sister no Devil thanks. New Testament. Whichever the word order goes. I will hard goes. Pass. Just hard pass. Just hard pass hard on pass. That one.
Hey Siri, what is the proper title of the anime I'm talking about?
The correct title is The Testament of Sister New Devil.
Alright, so are the levels good?
I believe so. Are you in the living room?
Yeah, we are in the living room. I have not cleaned the office.
Okay.
That'll be a project for this week. But more than likely we will set up the middle desk as the recording area.
Yeah.
I think that'll work out really well.
So, yep. Yep. That would be good.
Then we just have to contend with, you know, the neighbors yelling in the backyard.
The yellers naming?
Yes, the yellers. You know what? Screw you, hippie. All right? Sometimes my brain misfires, okay?
Oh, I'm glad I got that recorded.
Damn it. Stop it. Look, it was just a simple misfire, all right? It's not a big deal.
What was a misfire?
I said the... What did I say?
You said the yellers naming.
Yes, I said we'll only have to contend with the yellers nabing, when I meant to say with the neighbors yelling. It's going to be that kind of show today.
Your synapses went pink boink instead of pink.
Yes, exactly. They went pink boink. It happens sometimes. I own that.
That last clip is an example of a problem Ninja has demonstrated several times during the past 10 years. It is something called a spoonerism. You ask, what is a spoonerism? The dictionary definition is this. A spoonerism is a verbal error in which a speaker accidentally transposes the initial sounds or letters of two or more words, often to humorous effect. Does that sound a little clinical to you? Well, give these clips a listen and you'll perfectly understand the wide variety of Ninja spoonerisms.
As always, I'm proud of you for that. And I'm Ninja System.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're gotta here, guys.
Peace.
I think I said we're gotta here, guys, instead of we're outta here, guys.
I know, you're just...
Wow. I'm pretty sure that I did that.
Yep.
Whoopsie! And that's why we don't do the podcast early mornings on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really interesting point. I think that you can, and I think that it's much more interesting when you have that, you know, very attractive looking woman, ingenue, whatever, but the role that she plays and the context that she's in isn't one where there's any real sex, but there's another underlying liar, whether it's, you know, that it is that she's very strong or you know, is in an action role or something like that. I think it can be interesting. I think that's the only thing that I liked about the movie Domino.
All kinds of stuff coming down the pike, guys, and we're going to cover as much as we possibly can, not to mention another go-around at our holiday gift guide vibe. So, gift buying guide, that's what I meant to say. So one day, as Akari is going through the city, she bumps into this very
handsome,
no,
ugly,
no, not a dude, chick, this
hot,
very, no,
sorry,
can you let me struggle to find my word?
No,
because you're not evidently on the same wavelength in my head, you're on a different
cryptic,
like, no. So she bumps into this very regal looking woman who's walking down the street.
Hey Siri, does this make it sound like my sister and I aren't on the same page?
It's not that you don't sound like you're on the same page. You don't sound like you're in the same library.
Okay guys, I have just one more clip to share with you this week. Even though Panda and I seem to be at odds during many of these clips, I offer this one that proves that we can be completely in sync from time to time.
So PlayStation 4 comes with 500 gigs of storage.
Which would be fun if you didn't have games that had, like, you know, really big
50
downloads.
Gigs that they take off the top before DLC.
Destiny.
I love how we did that in unison and we hadn't even talked about it.
There you have it. Another clip show in the bag. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you laughed as much as I laughed, and hopefully Panda will laugh when she finally hears this episode. I don't know, but if you enjoyed it, make sure that you get our podcast. Every week we put out a new episode, almost without fail, on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can also get our podcast through the iTunes application, either on the desktop or through your iOS device, by using the podcast application and searching for the Eshcast and hitting subscribe. You can also get our podcast through Stitcher Radio, Google Play. We're also on VogNetwork.com, and pretty much any podcast search engine that you could possibly use, you can find our show. So make sure that you subscribe and get our brand new episodes when we put them out on the week for your audio enjoyment. If you like what we're talking about on the podcast, then make sure that you check out all the stuff that we write about on our site, as well as all the other great sites that are part of our family. Starting with electricsisterhood.com, add us to your feed, bookmark us, check us out. We talk about video games. We talk about nerdery in general. We talk about comic books. We talk about it all. So make sure that you check it out. The whole team is there. You can also check out the No Borders, No Race podcast, held down by our homeboy, King Baby Duck, over at b3crew.com. Bookmark their site as well. Check out the show every week. Learn a bit of little Japanese. Check out what's going on in the indie space, especially if you like music, J-pop, K-pop, and more. It's going down over at No Borders, No Race. Also celebrating 10 years of audio excellence. On Wednesdays, be sure to tune into the homie Hamsterman2049 over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Hamsterman2049. Get the feed, check him out. He's playing new games and retro games every week, 9 Eastern. Join the chat, watch him play, suggest some things for him to check out. It's super dope. He's super dope. You'd be super dope for doing it. On Thursdays, the man, the myth, the legend, Phil the Issues Guy, holding it down on Phil's recap and review. Right now, if you are not checking out his Vikings recaps, then you are not living, people. So make sure that you check him out at issuesprogram.com. You can find him on YouTube. I highly suggest that you subscribe to his feed because it is dope. And also, the Westworld recaps are amazeballs. Call in live, be part of chat, and just be part of the experience. It's super dope. You'd be super dope for doing it. And last, but certainly not least, the homies over at nerdcrave.com, feeding you all the things that Nerd Crave, from
anime to manga to comic books, video games, and more. If it's nerdy in any way, they are talking about it at nerdcrave.com. So make sure that you bookmark all our sites, check us out, share us with your friends, engage with us on social. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. You can check us out on Instagram and on Twitter at ESH News. And until next time, I'm Ninja Sista, and I'm out.
Before you tune out this week, I've got a few things to say. My name is Evermore, and I've been the producer of this show for almost the entirety of its run. I must admit that I've had a lot of fun with this episode. I've gotten to put a lot of word into Siri's mouth to make her sound brighter and more intelligent than she really is. For example, this is what she'll really answer if I ask her a typical question from this week's podcast. Hey Siri, what does Sheiker mean?
I found something on the web about what does Sheiker mean. Check it out.
Well, as you see, that's a typical response. But I took advantage of my editing skills to make this a lively show for you to listen to. I also want to say that I took some lighthearted jabs at Ninja Sista and Pandalicious this week. I've been collecting these clips for 10 years, and I've been dying to figure out how to use them all. As usual, they'll be a little put out with me at first, but they'll eventually see the humor, and everything will be forgiven. I have to admit that after recording about 700 hours of audio with them over the years, finding only more than an hour of this stuff makes their total output pretty impressive. They should be proud of themselves. And I have one more thing to add, and all of you can take advantage of this advice. When somebody calls you out on something you've said, whether it was a mistaken word or a mispronunciation, any of the types of things I've pointed out in this week's show, if they point out your error, just respond by saying, "I was being facetious." That'll shut them up. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next week.